This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Indian Navy inducted the second anti-submarine warfare shallow water craft of the Mahe class, INS Malvan, at Karwar in Karnataka today. This is a significant achievement in India's indigenous warship building. Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh, the Chief of the Air Staff, was the chief guest at the ceremony. Speaking on this occasion, Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh appreciated the Navy for its efforts towards Atmanirbharta and said that INS Malvan will play a crucial role in maritime security of the country's coastal region. INS Malvan anti-submarine watercraft, built by Cochin Shipyard under Atmanirbhar Bharat Mission, uses more than 80% indigenous equipment and technology. The three-day meeting of BRICS health ministers has begun in Chandigarh. It will bring together health ministers and senior health officials from BRICS member countries to deepen cooperation on health security, digital health, pandemic preparedness, and equitable access to quality health care. Earlier, India successfully hosted the BRICS meeting on traditional, complementary, and integrative medicine at Chandigarh yesterday as part of its BRICS 2026 chairship. The meeting brought together senior government officials, technical experts, and delegates from BRICS member countries to strengthen multilateral cooperation, promote the exchange of knowledge and best practices, and advance collaboration in the field of traditional, complementary, and integrative medicine. President Draupadi Murmu has called for expanding India-North Macedonia economic ties, urging businesses from both countries to move beyond trade and forge long-term partnerships based on investment, technology and innovation. Addressing the India-North Macedonia Business Forum in Skopje, President Murmu said her visit, the first ever by an Indian president to North Macedonia, reflects India's strong commitment to strengthening relations. President Murmu also invited North Macedonia to collaborate with India on the digital public infrastructure, highlighting the success of India's UPI platform in promoting financial inclusion.
आर्थिक सहयोग हमारे द्विपक्षीय संबंधों का एक अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण स्तंभ है। हम अपने द्विपक्षीय व्यापार को दोगुना करने पर भी सहमत हुए। हमने आईटी, कृषि, फूड प्रोसेसिंग, फार्मास्यूटिकल्स, टेक्सटाइल्स तथा टूरिज्म, हॉस्पिटलिटी और फिल्म मेकिंग सहित प्रमुख क्षेत्रों में सहयोग पर चर्चा। हम स्वास्थ्य सेवा में सहयोग पर अपने द्विपक्षीय अग्रीमेंट को भी रिन्यूअल कर रहे हैं।
Delhi Metro Rail Corporation has informed that Janpath, Rajiv Chowk, Patel Chowk, Central Secretariat and Seva Teerth Metro stations have been closed till further instructions due to security reasons. In a social media post, the Delhi Metro Rail Corporation noted that the interchange facility is available at Rajiv Chowk and Central Secretariat. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi during the East Asia Summit and ASEAN Regional Forum meetings at Manila in Philippines. In his opening remarks, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized the gradual normalization of India-China relations while stressing that peace along the border remains a fundamental prerequisite for deeper bilateral cooperation. India has reaffirmed its commitment to a rule-based, transparent and non-discriminatory multilateral trading system during its eighth trade policy review at the World Trade Organization, highlighting the country's growing role in global trade. Commerce Secretary Rajesh Agrawal emphasized India's engagement with the global trading system and its efforts to strengthen trade ties through an expanding network of trade agreements. The United States has launched strikes on Iran for the 11th consecutive night as Tehran warned the U.S. against targeting its nuclear facilities. The U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, has said the strikes were conducted against Iran to further degrade Tehran's ability to threaten commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Domestic benchmark equity indices were trading in red today, weighed down by the U.S.-Iran conflict and rising Brent crude prices. Sensex lost 707 points to reach 76,762, while Nifty shed 196 points to reach 23,991 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.